Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yeah, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
Yeah, my name's James Hargreaves.
I don't know where that came from.
It was an interesting introduction.
I think I was really into the Regather advert.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you're well out there.
It's because you've already heard a preview of what's coming up later in the show.
Yeah.
You've gone all urban and grime.
Yeah. Yeah, apologies in advance. No, we've got a bit of a mix of music today. We've got a bit of Eden coming up, and we've got some Monarch King, and the hip-hop band is called?
It's Coco.
Oh, Coco, yeah, you did tell me, but I forgot.
And we've got some Vultures as well, some new kind of psychedelic, rocky-type stuff.
Awesome. So all that to come in the show. How's your week been, James?
I've had a great week. It's been a busy one. I've been working with helping out some people that proper Sheffield as Sheffield gets.
Really?
Yeah, in that they've created a new bracelet made out of stainless steel.
I've seen you post this on social media.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It looks fantastic. It's called the Cable Bracelet.
It does look really cool.
And it's a stainless steel bracelet. Obviously goes around your wrist, and you can buy different beads and customise it. And it looks fantastic, proper precision engineered. They've got a patent pending clasp and everything. And everything that they do, this is why I love them so much, everything they're doing has been kind of designed, sourced, innovated in Sheffield, and keeping everything in a Sheffield economy.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the possibility of Sheffield adopting the Sheffield pound or having its own currency.
Yeah. Are you all right there? You seem to have dropped down below the desk.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's this chair. It either goes down on its own or you have to have it as high as you can. But because if I just touch it...
Yeah, you're sinking.
Anyway, you mentioned the Sheffield pound idea a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I heard it on some of the other local radio stations, so we're a bit ahead of them in that respect.
We're way ahead of the times.
It's the same principle, isn't it? So you make it in Sheffield, you source it from Sheffield produced outlets.
Yeah,
so you supply it, your local suppliers, and then you supply it to Sheffield people. Yeah. So what's the story then? Is it available to buy now? Have they got a website?
They've got a website coming up. They've put it on Kickstarter. So have you ever heard of Kickstarter, the crowdfunding website?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go and assist as Sheffielders with the last part of funding, where they get all the machinery and everything together, and it goes into production. They're available in August, but basically you essentially pre-order, pledge that you're going to pre-order it and pay your money and support the business.
Well, if you're on Twitter, they're on Twitter, so if you search for Bailey of Sheffield, you can have a sneak at the Cable Bracelet.
Yeah.
And it does look really cool.
They are ace. It's like, I obviously seen them this week in the flesh, and they are just gorgeous.
In the steel.
Well, in the steel. I'm in the flesh, they're in the steel. But yeah, they're gorgeous. And there's six different colours that they're launching with. And six different beads.
So what have you been... What's your involvement been then? Because you didn't tell me any of this. I saw you'd been on Twitter and whatnot.
Just helping them out with kind of getting things off the ground and making people aware of it so that people know where to go and buy it and stuff. So get on Kickstarter and support it.
Yeah, keep your eye on that. It does look really cool.
Absolutely everything. They had so many temptations to go to London and stuff, where all the jewellery industry is in this country, and they've decided to keep everything in Sheffield. So even down to the box and the paper that's in the box and stuff like that, everything is sourced and designed in Sheffield.
Yeah, so support it if you can, and if you like. Bracelets or jewellery, just have a look, see what you think.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, that's good. Oh well, you've had a busier week than I have then.
What have you been doing this week?
Well, nothing really in the week. I went to watch the Sheffield Wednesday match yesterday. Braid made a wall yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'd won... they were running incentive at work, at real work, and I won 200 quid in shopping vouchers, so I thought...
Nice.
They came through Saturday morning, so I thought, right, I'll go to made a wall.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
Well, I thought, you know, I were up early Saturday morning. The match weren't on until 12:30. I thought, I may as well go while it's early.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go in the week. I got a new watch. That's not bad, is it, for the benefit of the radio?
That's nice,
look at that.
Yes. Right, is it Ben Sherman, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
What else did I get? I got some sunglasses, because I went to... I'd got a pair of steel frame sunglasses, and I went to sort of mould them, and then they snapped. Nearly took my eye out. So
wow.
I had to get a new pair of sunglasses. Just a couple of T-shirts. I saw a really nice jacket that I wanted, but they didn't have it in my size.
All
so
right.
Couldn't buy that. So yeah, Brave Medal, and then went to watch Wednesday.
So did you spend all your 200 quid yet?
No, I spent about 100. So all I've right. got half from left. But they're valid until, like, 2018.
Yeah.
So... got plenty
the
of
big
time.
Kid in me would get the £200 worth of vouchers and run straight to the Lego store.
I don't know if you can spend them in the Lego shop. In fact, no, I think you can. I think you can.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, no, not into Lego. Not bothered. Yeah, so I'd had a bet on Wednesday to win as well, and they ended up drawing. But right. Good point. Good point away at Derby.
Yeah,
you that,
definitely a good point.
You've got to beat Cardiff now. Well, yeah. We don't actually have to beat them. We just need to draw, don't we?
Yeah.
But... go out to win.
Yeah, of course you do.
Last home game of the season as well. Are you going to go?
I'm not sure at the minute, but it looks like there's going to be a good crowd there. So everybody's got to go get behind the team with all this. Like the season that we've had, everybody's got to try and get behind the team, I think.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But our friend Dave's already booked his hotel for Wembley.
Has he?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Well, he hasn't, obviously. He's going with like three others and they've booked it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
And I know a lot of people are doing Airbnb. They've been booking Airbnbs for it. Obviously, it's a bit cheaper. And
booking what?
With
Airbnb?
Airbnb, yeah.
What's that?
If you have like an apartment or a spare room or a house or something that you're not using, you can... put it up for let as kind of a hotel room for a night and sell it on the Airbnb website.
That's if you want a load of drunken football fans coming back to your house.
Oh yeah, but
no thanks.
But it's the same as Uber. You get a different kind of class of people because your normal loutish people don't use that kind of thing.
Yes,
at the minute.
I suppose. Yeah, I'm gonna say they will now after we've told them all about it.
Yeah. Trying to say our listeners are louts.
I would never say that. Anyway, back onto music. It's been another week of legendary losses. First of all, Victoria Wood, and then Prince.
It's
what's happening? It's only April.
It's just 2016. There actually is science behind it now because the guy that does the obituaries for the BBC did an article about it saying that, yes, this year more celebrities have died at this stage of the year.
I think it's twice as many, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than
any other recent year. So, yeah. Hold.
Well, how many... Do you know off the top of your head how many celebrities have died this year?
Only because I read it the other day, it's something like 30-something, like of notable, the big notable ones.
Well, I've got 12 written down here.
Right.
And I just started making a list because I thought I was beginning to lose track of how many people we'd lost.
Yeah.
So not in particular order, but we've got David Bowie, David Guest, Alan Rickman, Ronnie Corbett, Paul Daniels, Victoria Wood, Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
Prince, Lemmy, Tony Warren, who created Coronation Street. Frank Kelly, Father Jack, Father Ted,
yeah.
And Terry Wogan.
What a list.
I know.
What a list.
What a terrible list.
That's the whole lineup of a Children in Need night.
It's the worst year, isn't it?
It is.
It's by far the worst year ever.
And Prince is a big one as well. Really big name that kind of like international, like across generations. Can 2016 just stop having people die, you know?
We said that last week. And then you obviously didn't listen. Maybe you jinxed it. Maybe it's your fault.
Yeah, maybe another two's going to go next week now. If you're Bruce Forsyth, you'd be a bit worried by it.
I'm going to say, Bruce Forsyth. Who's as old as Bruce Forsyth? The Queen? She's 90.
Yeah. She's just had a birthday the other day.
Yeah, she's got another one though.
Yeah,
she's got another one.
It's a bit greedy, that, isn't it? How many birthdays does one person need?
Yeah, so they have their actual birthday, which is when they were born, and then they have their official one, don't they?
Yeah.
What would happen if your official birthday was on the same day as your proper birthday?
Twice as many presents.
You only have one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That'd be a bit rubbish.
Yeah. Suppose.
Maybe they just change it. I don't know how it works.
But then Jesus was greedy as well. He had Easter where he got all his chocolate. And then he's got Christmas where he gets all his Lego. I've just got Lego on my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, Lego. Okay.
Prince is a particularly sad one, I think. And
well, if you were listening to Paul Sellers, who was on for 2 hours before us with Eclectica. He did a tribute to Prince towards the end.
Yeah.
Which was very good.
But in 1999.
Yeah, awesome songs.
Did you see MTV's tribute to Prince this week?
I didn't. Tell me more.
As soon as they heard that he had passed away, they stopped all the programming, all the normal programming, and just threw up Prince videos non-stop for 24 hours.
Well, I listened to Absolute Radio.
Yeah,
and
it was Absolute Prince.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Same when David Bowie died.
But what MTV did is they obviously, you know, like how it works nowadays with TV. They have a computer and they feed into the computer what they want putting on, what the playlist is going to be. They typed in Prince,
and it crashed.
No, it got all the Prince videos and put them all into the rotation to play on MTV. But what they didn't do was exclude the Fresh Prince.
Oh no!
So Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble by Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince was also in the rotation and in Prince's tribute on MTV.
Well, it was a bit more considered, I think, when Absolute Radio did it, because they ended up playing songs that he'd written as well.
Yeah.
So he'd written quite a lot of songs. He'd written Nothing Compares to You, for instance, by
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor song, yeah. So
Manic Monday by Bangles.
Yeah, and loads that people don't realise.
There's a massive, massive list. But as well, like, I like Kevin Smith and his films, and Kevin Smith did a documentary for Prince, and apparently there's a massive vault at Prince's home where there's just hundreds and thousands of unreleased stuff. It is apparently just... He was a perfectionist, so he'd write all this stuff, produce it, get it all down, and then it would never release it. It'd just put it in a vault.
Really?
Yeah, and Kevin Smith's documentary's in there as well. So there's a whole Simpsons episode where he refused to have it aired that he was in.
All right.
All stuff like that. It's crazy.
Wowzer.
So yeah, over the years, we might actually get more new Prince stuff, even though he's passed away.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully. Yeah. Anyway, time for the first song of the show, and it's Eden. Which one is this, James?
It says Tomorrow Never Comes.
And you can check her out on Facebook. This is Eden. We've had her on before with Paul Fletcher. Yeah. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM, 2:15.
Me yesterday, lay me down and lay with me. caught me yesterday. Tomorrow never.
This.
Whoa. Did something just explode in our ear then?
Yes.
What? Right. I'm not sure if you heard that at home, but yeah. We just had a lot of popping and banging here. So yeah. Maybe we're still going out on air. Who knows?
Yeah, we are. It's just my microphone. Don't know what's happening.
Yeah, so that was Eden with Tomorrow Never Comes.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah.
So that was Eden with Tomorrow Never Comes.
Yeah, just playing Leadmill on the 4th of June, supporting Seven Hills, not Carl's.
Same band, but... same name, different band.
Yeah.
But yeah, excellent voice. And we had her on a few weeks ago. She's working with Paul Fletcher, but she's also doing gigs on her own. And the reason she's not doing anything before June is... why, James? Because she's got a GCSEs coming up.
Indeed.
So, good luck to her.
Yeah. So that 4th June show actually looks really good. Seven Hills, Red Fern, Dead Slow Hoot, and Eden. So that's one to put on the calendar.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I say she's on Facebook as well, so check her out. She just goes by the name of Eden. We've mentioned Prince. What do you remember Victoria Wood from?
Victoria Wood, when I was growing up, was on the telly all the time, and it was like the As Seen on TV, and you know, like all the Acorn Antiques-y stuff that I remember mostly.
Yeah.
But I watched a documentary about her the other day, and I didn't realise that she was like trying to break through for years and years before that. I thought she was on New Faces or whatever it was, and then just exploded, and apparently she didn't.
Oh, right, is that not right? Because I knew she was on New Faces. Weren't Tom O'Connor on that as well? Oh, that was Opportunity Knox, was it?
Yeah, it was Opportunity Knox.
Yeah.
New Faces were like Les Dennis and people like
that.
Oh,
was it? So the these talent shows that we've got now, they've just sort of been recycled, haven't they?
Yeah.
They were around a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I remember from sort of Dinner Ladies and that, but my mum was a massive fan. Mm. Massive fan of Victoria Wood.
Well, everybody remembers like the music as well, don't they? Like she used to do, I don't know, the Royal Variety performance and come and do a funny song on piano, which I
was great. She was almost like the female Les Dawson at doing that sort of thing on piano. Yeah. She was just excellent, yeah. Very good.
I was watching that documentary the other night, and she said she obviously tried to make it big all these many times, and she's famous for working with Julie Walters, and she says the first time she worked with Julie Walters was at this theatre review kind of thing that she did, and up until that point, she realised after writing for this theatre review that she'd been writing funny stuff, but up until that point, everything that she'd written was nearly funny. So she kind of credits Julie Walters for helping her find a comedy voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And obviously remained loyal, and they went and did many, many shows together.
Well, I didn't even realise she was ill.
No.
She died of cancer. She was awarded an OBE in 1997 and then a CB in 2008. So,
yeah.
I mean, 62 is no age either, is it?
No.
I mean, you think Ronnie Corbett was sort of in his 80s.
Yeah.
60s.
Well, a lot of them that have been dying this year have been in the 60s, haven't they? What happened 60 years ago? Just
something really special.
Maybe there was something in the water back then. And
maybe.
Obviously it created all these creative geniuses, but made sure that they would die at 60 for some reason. Yeah, that's
a bit of a morbid thought.
So, yeah, is this actually working?
Yours is. Mine keeps dropping out.
Oh, it's your microphone, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
And there's not a lot I can do. I've just...
I think somebody's trying to give you a hint, Luke. Yeah, totally gone. We've got a spare mic. Let's see if the spare mic works. And you might want to turn that down a little bit first.
Yeah, well, that one's working, so I'll just have to go with that one. Don't know what's happening. Anyway, we've not mentioned Adele yet in the show, have we?
Not yet, but I'm sure you're about to.
Well, this one's just for Dave. This is the Adele segment. No, I saw something. They've run a poll on sort of who's making the most money.
Yeah.
And Adele's been named as the UK's richest female musician ever.
Wow.
I mean, you were saying on the way in, she's on about taking a hiatus again, isn't she?
Apparently, yeah. She wants to see her kids growing up, doesn't she? So,
yeah, it's fair enough.
And I don't kind of begrudge that, because she's done another couple of years' work now, and then, she releases an album, does a tour, gets all the money from it, and she can afford to go and see her kids grow up and then come back and with a big bang down the line and do it all again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair enough. They've done a list of the top 50 music millionaires in the UK. And Adele, they reckon she's got around £85 million. Wow. That puts her in 30th place. The only other female with a bigger fortune on the list is Enya. She covers, obviously she's not UK, she's sort of Republic of Ireland or whatever you want to call it. She's on £91 million. Who would you say is the number one?
She's done well off on Orinoco Flow, hasn't she?
I know, yeah. I couldn't believe that. She must have done some other stuff that we've not heard.
She's done loads, but that's about the only thing I could name that she's done.
Well, she got a bit of publicity because... have you ever seen Entrapment with Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, but I can't remember it off the top of my
head. It's a rubbish film. Yeah. Basically, she tries to... He's a theft person. Robber.
A theft person. That's a great job title.
Don't know what happened there in my brain. He's made his fortune from stealing sort of impossibly difficult things to steal. And yeah. She tries to entrap him and ends up getting in with him and they steal this mask or something. But
so it's like the Pink Panther movies.
Is it? I don't know. I've never seen them. and she's got a long story short. She tries to give him this disc, and it turns out to be Enya's greatest hits or something.
All right.
So she got a bit of publicity in there. Sidetrack, anyway. So who would you say is in the top 10? Talking UK people.
UK people or females?
Musicians. Can be a group, can be a person.
Musicians. I was going to say U2, but they're obviously Irish as well. So
well, U2 are in there. They're number three. They've got a combined fortune of £500 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're in there. We were talking about... Well, I'll finish what I was going to say. Carry on.
yeah, let's think. UK people, Elton John and all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir Elton John's in at number four.
Seen him in the news a lot recently for some reason.
£280 million.
Yeah.
yeah, Sir Elton John. Who else would you say?
Let's see. You've got to have kind of... I'm thinking back to musicians in the... Like, the Rolling Stones.
So Mick Jagger, number five, £235 million.
Yeah.
Think musicals.
Oh, Lloyd Webber.
Lloyd Webber's in at number two with £715 million.
He looks like a puppet that's been pulled inside out, doesn't he?
Yeah. A little bit.
just as an aside, yeah.
Who's in at number one? You'll kick yourself.
Well, you'd imagine someone like Simon Cowell or something stupid like that.
No, he's not a musician.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, fair enough. Go on, let's reveal it to the world so that we can...
You'll kick yourself. Yeah. It's Paul McCartney.
Oh, of course, yeah.
£760 million. He's going for the rights for the old Beatles back catalogue.
Yeah,
because they elapse after a certain amount of years, don't they?
Yeah.
She's trying to get them. So, I'll from number 10, then we've got Sting, £185 million.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Flatley in at number 9, £198 million. Ringo Starr.
Michael Flatley's also done a lot for very little, hasn't he? Well, got a lot for very little.
I couldn't tell you what he's done. He's way before my time, I think.
It was like Riverdance and stuff, wasn't it? Michael Flatley.
Oh, right,
top
okay.
Top of my head.
Number 8, Ringo Starr, £200 million. In equal six, we've got Keith Richards, £220 million. Oliver and Darney Harrison, wife and son of the late George Harrison, £220 million as well. Then number five, Mick Jagger, £235 million. Sir Elton John in number four, £280 million. U2, £500 million. Lord Webber, £715 million. And then support McCartney and Nancy Shevell with £760 million.
Wow.
A lot of money. How much, saying that, I bet he would have had a lot more if he hadn't have got divorced to what's-her-face.
Yeah.
Over one leg. What's her name?
Heather Mills.
Yeah, Heather Mills McCartney. Yeah.
There's a book coming out about her being some kind of money grabber and...
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah. That is the most sarcastic voice I've ever heard in my life.
Everybody tried to warn Sir Paul McCartney and he just weren't having any of it.
Well, love rules all, doesn't it? Apparently.
Yeah. But Adele's only 27, so, you know, she's got, what, how much? 85 million quid and she's only 27, so she's not doing bad, is she?
She's not doing bad at all. That's, you just think of this, but, like, obviously, what you said, Paul McCartney's got, what, 500 million, was it, or something?
760.
He could just give everyone in the UK a million quid. And it wouldn't touch it.
Everybody in the UK?
Yeah.
Like 7 billion people.
7 million?
In the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
talking the world.
You're talking that's 7 billion in
70,
the world.
70 million people in the UK.
Yeah. Just give everyone in the UK a million quid. We can all be rich.
And he'd still be richer than...
Yeah. He'd still...
Littles,
he'd still have 60, the bulk of his money.
Well, how much would he have?
Well,
he'd have 60 million left. So he'd be alright, wouldn't he? Be okay.
No, he'd have more than that, wouldn't he?
70 million? Give everyone a million? Oh, yeah, he'd still have
700 million.
I remember when basic arithmetic was something I didn't have a problem with.
I'm terrible.
Long gone are the days, yeah. I
need a computer in front of me too.
Well, he'd still have like 700 million pounds. Yeah. Well, 690.
Yeah.
Even if he'd just give us all 100 grand.
I won't say no. That Lego shop would be getting the right hammering.
I could pay the mortgage. I'm not bothered about Lego. Yeah, God, that is a staggering thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
How depressing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, should we have another song?
Yeah, a brand new Sheffield band. This is their first release. They're playing in Washington on the 10th of June. This is Vultures with Medusa.
Oh, they're doing a Carl Maloney gig, are they?
I'm not sure if it's a Maloney one, but I just went on their page earlier and saw that they're doing Washington 10th of June.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
Well, tweet us in, at The Squeak. Let us know what you think about anything that we're talking about on the show.
She knows the rules of the road.
This is Sheffield Live.
It's a brand new band for Sheffield there, Vultures. And as I say, playing the first gig at Washington on the 10th of June. And that's their first song. I think you can download that for free from their Facebook page. So just search Vultures on Facebook.
Yeah, please do. So, we've had a text in about McCartney's fortune.
Yeah.
Nick said, McCartney could afford to give everyone a tenner, not sure he's got enough for a million each. Well, he has. He has, hasn't he?
According to those stats.
According to the BBC.
Yeah.
Whoever, I don't know where they sourced it from. So, James, if Sir Paul McCartney did give you £1 million.
Yeah.
What would you spend it on, apart from Lego?
Well, first thing, clear any debts I've got. Second thing, buy a nice big house. Third thing, buy Lego.
I mean, do you like the beach?
I love the beach.
Well, you know, you can buy these sort of beach huts.
Yeah.
How much do you think one of them would set you back?
A beach hut?
A beach hut, yeah.
They're quite prized, aren't they? I'd say like double digit thousands, like 10, 20. Between 10 and 20,000.
Well, prepare to be staggered.
Right, I can't wait.
Because a dilapidated beach hut on a North Wales beach has sold at auction for £153,000.
What?
I kid you not.
Is it made of gold?
No, it looks
did
like...
Did Paul McCartney buy it?
It looks like a bag of spanners.
It's just a shed from Wickes.
It's a shed from Wickes. Or other outlets available.
And it's kind of raised on some concrete plinth. How do you get into it? There's no stairs. By the way, we're looking at a picture here, people, that
I think,
you
well,
can't see.
In the next picture there, you can see a bit of scaffolding. But for this particular snow hut, I don't know where that
snow?
Came from. I don't know. Don't know where that came from.
Snow
beach
joke.
Hut, there's no... there's no access to the door. So it's at Abersoch on the... I can't even say it. It's somewhere in Wales anyway. But it's like... It's 13 foot by 9 foot. It's got no electric, no water. And you're not allowed to sleep in them either. It's just literally for when you're on the beach.
That must be quite a prized, coveted location for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, just to put it in perspective... Things that you can buy in the area. You could buy a two-bedroomed house.
Hmm.
Or you could buy three top-of-the-range four-berth motorhomes for £153,000. You'd probably get change as well.
Yeah. Or a ton of Lego.
Stop with the Lego. You could probably, to be fair, you could probably build a better beach hut than that out of Lego.
You probably could, yeah, for that same price.
It looks terrible. In fact, I'm going to retweet it.
I've got Lego on my head because I watched a documentary on the telly yesterday about Lego. And one of my biggest disappointments with it is that the HQ for Lego is not made of Lego.
Well... Well,
I would like... You would like to imagine, like just in my imagination, that the Lego kind of... HQ, their business HQ. You'd like to imagine it's made out of Lego bricks, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
With a Millennium Falcon inside the doorway.
Oh, I watched the new Star Wars, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think to it?
Oh, I couldn't believe it when they killed Han Solo.
You just spoiled it for anybody that's not... Just come out with it. That's great. But yeah, it is a great film. But don't you just think it is basically the first Star Wars film, A New Hope, just redone?
It's going to be similar, isn't it? Because it's the same universe, the same world.
It's exactly the same story.
It's not.
It is start to finish. It's the same story.
It's
a great film, but it's just A New Hope.
Well, it was similar to when. Darth Vader was killed by Luke Skywalker because it's a similar sort of family thing.
Yeah,
but Luke Skywalker didn't know Darth Vader was his dad until he was dying.
Yeah.
He knew.
But no, the Han Solo is not Luke Skywalker kind of character. He's the Obi-Wan kind of character. And Obi-Wan was killed by Darth Vader in A New Hope.
Oh, right. Okay, then, yeah, then very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
And obviously raised the new Skywalker.
I thought it was good, though. I thought it was just as good as the others.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great film.
And the feel of it and everything was really well done.
Yeah.
Was the woman Keira Knightley's sister? Because she looked and sounded just like
her. No, she's not.
Oh, right.
She is really good. She's going to be in everything sooner.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I thought, Han Solo's son, I thought I saw him today in an Evian water advert.
Kylo Ren?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe not, then. I don't know.
Well,
they were all fairly unknown, weren't they?
They market the hell out of it, don't they? So.
Yeah.
So, apparently, the film already got back the money that they spent making the film about 6 months before the film was even released through
just
all the merchandising
merch.
And marketing deals.
Well, I mean, you could walk in your local Sainsbury's and they got a full end.
Yeah.
You know, down the promotional aisle full of Star Wars stuff. It was just staggering.
It's every year now as well. So
yeah.
We've got Rogue One coming out.
At Christmas,
at Christmas.
And then there's another one coming out at the end of next year.
Yeah. And then we've got a Han Solo film coming out. And then
the young Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were talking about who was going to be cast as the young Han Solo. I think Chris Pratt would make a good young Han Solo, because he looks a bit like Han Solo did back in the day when Harrison Ford was about Chris Pratt's age.
He's a great actor as well.
Mm.
I reckon that they'll just get a virtual unknown, like they did with Finn and Rey.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
They were very believable, weren't they?
Yeah. And it's as I say, a great film. Did you... doesn't matter. I was thinking of something and then it just went out of my head just as I started talking about it.
That's very unfortunate when you're on the radio.
It is, yeah. But yeah, this is Mono King instead.
Yeah, we played this one a few weeks ago, and we like this one. What's it called again? I'm shocked.
This is Mistaken for Strangers.
Mistaken for Strangers. Is this the new single then?
Yeah. You can get it again from their Facebook page.
Marvellous. It's Mono King. Tweet us in, at The Squeak.
Start when I've got no goal.
That's Mono King there.
Yeah, mistake of strength. They're playing Hagler's Corner on the 7th of May, which is a preview of... there's a festival in Port Talbot in Wales, and called the Kaya Festival, and loads of Sheffield bands are going down there to play that. So there's a preview of that in Sheffield coming up at the Hagler's Corner.
Mm.
So you got the likes of I Set the Sea on Fire, Steel City Rhythm, Velcro, Teddy Bears, Hands Off Gretel, Monarching, Ryan Young. There's loads. Broken Saints, literally four authors as well.
Oh, all really? Oh, no, I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, I like I Set the Sea on Fire. We know how much because I played Tastes Like Funk twice.
You did.
In 1 hour, in one show, started and finished with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's worth playing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that one.
So yeah. So I think they're doing it over 2 days at the Hagler's Corner. £6 on the first day and £8 on the second day. I think it's a Friday and Saturday. Or Saturday and Sunday, I can't remember. I think it's Friday, Saturday.
As long as you know.
Yeah. But you can get a full weekend pass for £10, which gets you into...
No,
you
may as well just do that then.
Yeah. Speaking of tickets for Sheffield stuff, Tramlines is selling out, isn't it?
Yeah.
The warehouse stuff, the nighttime tickets have already sold out, and it looks like the... daytime tickets are going to sell out very, very soon.
Is that right? Well, I mean, I'm all about the Crystal Stage. Looking at the lineup,
yeah.
Neil looks like he's put on another good lineup this year.
It is phenomenal,
and it's free.
It's free entry. This is crazy. It's free entry, and the lineup is phenomenal. And I think there's bands that haven't been announced yet.
Oh, right. Well, that's where I come into play then, because I'll just ruin it. I'm scared to say anything.
We'll not tell you that just yet.
Good.
But yeah, even the bands that haven't been announced, the bands that have been announced yet are amazing.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, it's going to be a massive crowd and scene in there. But the bands that haven't been announced yet, just top it off. They're just like, if you're into music, then it is the place to be, I reckon, over Tramlines weekend.
Well, Slow Readers Club.
Yeah.
Are definitely announced for Crystal Stage. And I've been following them on social media. They've been to Dublin.
Yeah, they played Dublin.
And they've been playing gigs in Dublin, and it looks like they've had some awesome, awesome turnouts and some great gigs. People have really took to them over there. So, you know, I think can you see them making it big very soon?
Yeah, yeah. I think I
can't wait.
I was having this conversation with Ray the other day, my other half. In the way that bands make it big nowadays, there's the very few, like your Adele's and whatever, that get the big record labels. But nowadays, bands can just do it all themselves. So even if they don't get signed to a big record label and get that marketing budget behind them, Slow Readers Club are going to be big anyway.
They've had BBC interest, haven't they? Have they been on Six Music, I think?
Yeah, they've been interviewed and done a session on Six Music a couple of times.
And they've done things like... They did an impromptu, him and Curtis, except him, Aaron and Curtis, yeah. As if everyone knows what I'm talking about, sorry. Aaron and Curtis did like an impromptu library gig, and, you know, it's not really somewhere you play, is it?
Yeah.
But people really took to that, and they're just doing little things like that. Which...
That's the other cool thing about them, they're not being as conventional as a lot. They're obviously doing all your normal gigs, but they're doing... like little pop-up gigs in different places. They played a church recently and stuff like that. It's amazing just what they're doing and the scene that they built up around themselves.
And that's what gets people talking, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think. But really pleased for them. Fantastic gig again when we went to see them at Leadmill. So looking forward to them when they come back to Sheffield.
Yeah.
Check them out if you haven't heard them. We've played them a few times on the show, but check them out. Anyway. Yeah, moving on to something a bit different. The other one that's caught my eye in the news. Now we were talking about it a while ago. You know when Volkswagen were penalised.
Oh, yes.
Sort of falsifying their emissions tests on the cars. We thought, right, yeah, it's been about 30 years since they've been caught doing it. They'll learn and they'll stop now. Well, Mitsubishi have been caught as well doing it.
Yeah.
They've admitted to falsifying fuel economy tests.
It's the tip of the iceberg. I reckon that virtually
everybody's doing it.
Is going to get caught out with us.
Yeah. Well, you'd have thought, if that's the case, they'd have made an example of one company like Volkswagen, the others would have gone, whoa, right, let's have a look at this now. But no, they've admitted to doing it and they've had to admit falsifying it on more than 600,000 vehicles that were sold in Japan. So that's just Japan.
Wow.
So imagine what it's like everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a massive can of worms. I mean, what do you make of it? It's just crazy.
Yeah, I just think
it's... Do you think that they'll get away with it for a start? But on the scale, it's just mad.
Well, I think they're just massive companies. It's going to be very hard to bring down one of these companies with something like this. But yeah, I reckon most of them are doing it. And the thing is, it's... You say, like, Volkswagen got caught out, so you think the other manufacturers will stop, but not necessarily, because we've got the historical information of what the emissions should have been, and the cars still exist now, so without the car manufacturers going into every single car and changing the software in that car, then they can get caught out for historical stuff as well.
Well, I think as long as they are within the legal limit,
yeah,
that's one thing, but... If they're falsifying it to an extent that they sell more cars, that's a different thing,
yeah,
isn't it? Because that's just it's obviously wrong, but it's not illegal. It's just immoral.
Yeah.
So that's where the balance comes.
But then that's false advertising, and
yeah, that's what they end up getting fined for.
The only thing that would bring down one of these companies is if there's a massive class action lawsuit in America that all the American sales that they got, where everybody. Joins together and sues them for the false advertising.
Well, if there's going to be a lawsuit, it's going to be in America, isn't it? They love one.
Yeah, exactly. That's, say no more.
Well, in America, I think the emissions are slightly more strict than anyway, aren't they?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I think they really clamp down on how much CO2 that the cars kick out.
I imagine so. I'd imagine that Japan would have as well, because the lights of Tokyo and stuff, it's like Smog City, isn't it? That? Or it used to be. They'd been trying to cut down on emissions there for years.
Well, I mean, we've probably not seen much of it over here, because it's the sixth largest car maker in Japan, but it only sold about 1% of all the cars in the UK, so that's probably why we've not heard too much about it over here.
Yeah, I'd not heard about it. I'd heard about Chrysler this week having to recall something like 1.6 million cars.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah. What was that for?
I genuinely can't remember off the top of my head. Just add that as an interesting fact.
Another one of those, same time next week. No, I saw that as well. But
the only reason that came to my mind is that I got a BBC News
breaking news, yeah,
on my phone about it.
Well, another one I saw just this morning. British Home Stores could be filing for administration as early as Monday.
Such an irrelevance
tomorrow
nowadays, aren't it?
Tomorrow to me and you, Monday.
It's been struggling for years. It's not really changed its business model that much. It's almost.
Well, I mean, as department stores go, it's probably the bottom of the list, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you say, it's never really...
When I was a kid, it was a big, big thing. Like, I remember, like, loads of, British Home Stores adverts were everywhere. People, like, you got your school uniform and stuff from British Home Stores when I was a kid.
Well, I think with the grocery retailers, like Asda, Morrisons, Tesco, Sainsbury's, Their clothing range has come on so much over the last sort of 10 years, and it's become more affordable to get everything under one roof, and that's where I think they've struggled, because they haven't really, like I said, they haven't really moved with the time, have they?
Exactly.
It'd
be a shame. 11,000 jobs apparently on the line with that.
Yeah, and apparently Sports Direct are looking to buy some of the 164 stores that are nationwide.
Yeah, because what we need now is more Sports Direct.
Well. How many do you need?
It's like McDonald's, isn't it? When McDonald's first started becoming a franchise, it very nearly failed initially, and they got an advisor in who said to McDonald's, "You're not in the fast food business, you're in the real estate business," and so basically McDonald's bought up as much land as they could, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Buy the land, stick a fast food restaurant on it, and it's the land that makes you the money.
Well, that's what I mean. You can go to a retail park now, and there's always the same few that are on that patch. It's like the one that they're on about doing up at, where on the site of Norton College.
Yeah.
That's going to be a retail estate,
yeah,
apparently. So it's just going to be probably like Aldi or whatever,
that buy the land, build an Aldi, and then charge the land rent for the rest of it or whatever.
You look at Tesco, they struggled a few years ago, and the way that they survived was by selling land because they were the biggest landowner in the country.
Yeah. Or they put stuff inside the store and then charge a rent.
Yeah.
Because that's guaranteed income. If you're not getting the same customers through the door, then at least you're getting some income.
That's it.
Anyway, let's have another song before we hand over to Mr. DJ Ski.
Well, this one won't be everyone's cup of tea, but this...
DJ Ski might like it.
Yeah, DJ Ski probably will like this. But there's a massive kind of Sheffield hip-hoppy, grimy kind of scene that's bubbling underground. And you've got like the likes of Toddler T, who helps he founded and helps create Tramlines, getting into production side of it. You've got Sticky Blood, you've got Clubs and Spades, Matic Mouth, and all those. But this is a new single from Coco, and it describes me, big and serious.
Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. He's right. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Young and hungry, ready and dangerous. Running with a style that is more contagious. 2015, yeah, I made some changes. Now supporters are telling me that I'm gonna be famous. Family is way too flipping outrageous. Cause I ripped the book and started ripping out pages. Went from hoping and dreaming for ages to crowd controlling the wicked man stages. UK team, no, it ain't Las Vegas. Steel City's on it, I'm showing you about the stainless. I used to only want creps and trainers, but then I got a house that was all so spacious. I'm still about and I'm still so gracious. You need tips like a waitress. Yeah, I'm still about and I still got places, still don't watch no faces. You know why? Big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. The people know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Listen, more grease. Might check 1-2 like 4-3s. I don't care about your life, no he's. And on top of that, man, the dead MCs. Do something silly, you will see my G's. And a lot of black cars like Addison Lee's. Ever since Coco learned how to speak, been a walk in the park with a very nice breeze. What? Switch it up a gear, get a look of darker. Trigger my but I had to bury that one harder. Everyone's hard, but I get everything with the father. So give it a rest and go and get a glass of water. Top boy, but you never MC like one. Fire in the booth ever since I got his side one. By all means, you can send man beats, but I'm only spitting on it if it's right done. What is? Big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Nah, rude boy, don't lie in your bio. Can't stop now, man, the crew's like Tayo. Could have been sober, I could have been higher. I might have been getting pussy next or why yo. Came down south and I told man Gio. But on paper, it kind of looks like Gaio. Man, wanna run up the mouth online and get left in the state like Ohio. You're saying a lot and you're doing the most. I don't wanna have to start slumming the ghost. I'm looking forward to my PRS, checking the post. I'll get a couple bottles and then I'll raise a toast. Hard for me not to really boast when I've been rallying around on this crazy course. I'm active, I'm not lazy, bro. That's why I'm getting mine, of course. You know I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious. 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 People know that I'm big and serious. Big and serious. Big and serious. People know that I'm big and serious.
Toddler T Bradaki.
Toddler T production. So yeah, big and serious. It perfectly describes me.
Absolutely, yeah.
As I say, there's that big scene kind of bubbling under where you got all these kind of artists, and we were just saying with DJ Skeezy, you know, we were just saying that like a lot of the kids nowadays, it's the big scene that they're getting into.
Down with the kids.
Indeed. I like the little flick of the wrist as you
said
that.
I can't do it. Did you hear the noise that I didn't make?
yeah exactly. I'm surprised you didn't break your wrist. Yeah.
Anyway. We're not all as cool as DJ Ski.
Yeah, DJ Ski will show you how to do it. There you go.
Oh, God. I've never been cool. Almost time for us to end the show. Stay tuned for DJ Ski at 3 with Platinum Plates. What are you up to through the week, James?
I'm going and helping out this Bailey of Sheffield lot even more with their cable bracelet. And
hopefully,
cool. Hopefully the Sheffield people will get behind that because it's a big Sheffield thing.
Well, you can keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. Well, look, there's, 20-odd days left on the Kickstarter, so...
Get on it.
Still plenty of time to get in there and pre-order and help support a new Sheffield business.
Yeah, and I should wish my Nana a happy birthday today.
Oh, is it Nan's birthday?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
I think they're in Mablethorpe for the weekend, so happy birthday, Nan.
she listening all the way from Mablethorpe?
She's not be listening.
She listening on her phone?
No, she's not be listening. I don't think she knows I do a radio show, actually.
Doesn't she?
Well, she might do. Huh? Well, she goes on Facebook, so yeah, she probably does.
It's only like the rest of the world, Luke. Nobody knows we do this.
Hey, we're massive in massive in Moldova or wherever. Yeah. Big in Bosnia, is that it? Yeah, are we still getting listens from Europe?
Yeah, we're still getting a fair amount of listens from various different bizarre places around the world.
Well, let us know where, and then we'll say, like, hello in the native speak.
You can learn those languages if you want, yeah.
Only hello, I'm not going to learn it all. Yeah, just give me a couple of countries, and you can do it on Google Translate anyway.
Yeah, you can get Google Translate to say it with the little button.
Even easier.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a good week, guys. Stay tuned for DJ Ski, we'll see you next week.